You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colton Molesky, bringing you some more daily Timberwolves content. You can also check out some written content on the Locked On Wolves FanRag website. Also check that out for prior podcasts and give those a listen as well. Go back. We've had some great interviews over the last couple months with the various different people all over the country and even outside the country. We've interviewed people calling in from Australia, from Ireland. So it's been a lot of fun over the last couple of months. Definitely go check out some of those episodes. They're great listens, even if the games they are about have already happened or if some of the stuff is different than when we discuss them in the moment. They're still good listens because of all the great guests we've had on. Speaking of guests, tomorrow, Sports Illustrated writer, NBA draft analyst, and NBA cover extraordinaire, Jeremy Wu will be on the show. We're going to be talking about prospects as we're wrapping up March Madness here. The tournament is Monday night, so the night of the recording of this show, the NCAA tournament finishes off. And so we'll have Jeremy on to talk about prospects and everything like that for the Timberwolves and maybe talk about who he sees going number one in the upcoming draft. Some early draft coverage, again, just because of the wrapping up of the NCAA tournament. So definitely tune into that one. Excited to have him on the show tomorrow. Excited for the conversation about prospects for the Timberwolves. Today, I'm going solo. We've had a lot of great guests on, but today I got to talk to my people just one on one. We're in some dire times right now. Things were looking up for a little bit there, even with Jimmy Butler out because of injury, and now it's been a little bit of a crashing back to earth, maybe kind of weekend where you realize that the Timberwolves, maybe not even a weekend, maybe it's been just the last week of basketball for the Timberwolves, but you just realize how badly they need Jimmy Butler, which was something they were doing an okay job of masking for a little bit there. They had really good wins against the Wizards and the Warriors, and they're looking very solid. And then they came back down to earth a little bit, and they showed you just how much they do need Jimmy Butler back on this roster, just in case you forgot. They had the 93-92 win over the Dallas Mavericks, barely squeaking past the Mavericks. Just a really rough way to see your playoff team perform on the road against a Dallas Mavericks team that has 23 wins to their name. A good night from Towns and Jamal Crawford really bail out the Timberwolves. 8 points from Wiggins, 6 from Bielitsa, Jeff Teague with 14 and only 2 assists. You had the 21-20 night from Towns, big night for him, and of course the 24 points from Jamal Crawford. He shot 61% from the field. Very solid performance from him in a 30-minute showing from the veteran Jay Crossover with a very clutch shot late in that game to keep the Timberwolves ahead, keep them from losing that game and dropping another game against a bad team. Very solid night for the Mavericks. They really played this one tight, really played the Timberwolves well. DSJ. Dennis Smith Jr., the man I proclaimed was the rookie of the year before the season started. That take has not aged well for me, but I still love watching him play. I loved him in the dunk contest. He threw up 17 points, 7 assists. Good night for him. Harrison Barnes with 19 points and 4 rebounds. They shot 44.7% as a team from the field. Just staying with the Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves, they just looked a little bit in a funk. It didn't really. The offense was not as crisp as it has been. I think back to the game, not even against the Hawks, because that was just Towns taking over the game. But against the Wizards, that was the crisp version of the offense you see without Jimmy Butler that you just didn't see against the Mavericks. Just looked like they could never get going. And then, of course, the loss to the Jazz. this is a tough one to swallow. This one is pretty bad because the Timberwolves were never in this one. There was one lead change throughout the entire game. The Jazz outscored the Timberwolves in every quarter of this game to win 121-97. Just kind of was just the icing on the cake of this weekend. You had the really close win against the Dallas Mavericks, a game that shouldn't have been close, a game where you saw your starters playing 40 minutes to seal off a win against a 23-win organization this year in the Mavericks. And then the Jazz doing what they need to do. They are sitting right now, as of this morning, in the sixth spot in the playoffs, and they are a game ahead of the Timberwolves. Thank goodness that the Pelicans lost to the Thunder, because the Timberwolves are still in that seventh spot because of that loss. But just a really rough. And the Timberwolves have the tiebreaker against the Pelicans, which also helps them secure that spot. That is going to be key. We'll get into that later, but that's going to be a key for them. But back to the Jazz game. Just, you know, you saw the block that Rudy Gobert had against Towns. If you didn't see the block, go look it up. It was a pretty crazy block. He really got a hold of the shot Towns was trying to put up. But anyways, if you saw that, you kind of had that feeling where that's what it felt like the whole game, is just a block shot. Just couldn't get anything going. The Jazz clearly showed up with a mission to keep moving up in the playoffs. And the Timberwolves looked like they didn't really have they just wanted to kind of coast. It looked like they just wanted to kind of sail through this game, mailed it in. 20 points from Towns, 20 points from Wiggins were the only kind of notable performances, really. And even those weren't really enough. You had Towns going 0-for-4 from 3. You had Wiggins only taking 2 3-pointers in this game. They went 8-for-24 from downtown, so there was no getting back into this game by shooting the deep ball. Ricky Rubio with 23 points. He showed up for this game. This was the first game, really, where it looked like Ricky Rubio, not only did he want to kind of come back and show up Minnesota, but he was actually able to accomplish that goal. You kind of had that feeling around him every meeting that he's had against the Timberwolves this year. And this was the first performance where it really seemed like he was able to stick it to the Timberwolves. He shot 64% on the night, 83% from downtown, went 5-of-6 shooting the deep ball. So it really felt like a night when the critique on him was his deep ball shooting and his shooting in general. He was able to jack up some shots and hit a lot of shots from deep. 23 points, 7 assists, or excuse me, 7 rebounds, 3 assists for the former Timberwolves point guard. Donovan Mitchell had 21 points. And then you had Rudy Gobert. He had only 6 points, but he had the 13 rebounds and 4 blocks in this game. He was a monster down low. Really played well defensively. Really played Towns well. Towns had the 20 points and 7 rebounds, but this was not a good Towns night. He had 20 points mostly because, for the most part, outside of Wiggins' 20, you didn't really see any of the other offensive pieces get going. Pretty solid night for Tyus Jones, who got the start over Teague. And Teague was listed as one of the inactives. Once I said it, it sounded like Teague got booted from the starting role. No, Teague was an active player. And so Tyus Jones getting the start, he looked pretty solid in that one, just because this was the first time we really saw him actually taking some shots. He had 6-for-13. First time you've seen him in a while take some shots. And it was good to see him get back into the offense in a bigger way. Usually when he's coming off the bench, you see him just in that defensive role. The thing is that, and I guess if you're going to take a silver lining from this game, it would be this. I would love to see him more orchestrative in the offensive side of things for the Timberwolves. I would like to see him with a bigger role on that side for the Timberwolves, because I think if you're going to have any success in the playoffs, you've got to be able to to kind of bounce back and forth between a couple point guards they have, and it can't just be Teague. Again, he sat out this game. He had the knee soreness, the knee injury. It was a game time decision for the Timberwolves. But for getting back to Tyus Jones, you want to see a couple guards being able to do some things on the offensive side for your team when you get into the playoffs, and you want to see them running a couple different sets with maybe multiple guards out there. Maybe you have Teague run with the second team for a little bit just to try and switch things up, try and get an advantage when you have not everybody starts out on the other starting roster. So I would like to see more of this from Tyus Jones, where he's taking more shots. Granted, that's a little bit more difficult to orchestrate when you have Jimmy Butler coming back for the playoffs, assumably, and you're trying to find shots for everybody. But if my silver lining from this game, and gosh, we need a silver lining this morning, is that hopefully Tyus Jones can have a role that's more distinct on the offensive side when we come into the playoffs here. Overall, though, this is really disappointing that they could not wrap this one up, because this moving into the sixth seed would have been really big for the Timberwolves. Again, not having to play the Warriors or the Rockets in the first round is huge. And the Portland-Minnesota series, I think, would have been, if it doesn't happen, would have been really a fun series. It's going to be tough. They have the Nuggets on Thursday for the rest of their schedule. They have the Nuggets. Friday is the Lakers. And then on the 9th, they play the Grizzlies again. And then on the 11th, they play the Nuggets again. So heading out of this game, you have a Nuggets team who's desperately trying to get into the playoffs. And with only a few games left, they are 42-35, just outside in the 9th spot. And the Pelicans are 43-34. So they actually have a realistic shot of catching the Pelicans and budging their way into the playoffs. So those two games are going to be against a Nuggets team that really needs wins. And so we're going to kind of get into the rest of the schedule of the Timberwolves here. But I guess walking away from this weekend, hopefully the Timberwolves can brush this off and try and get some wins down the stretch here, because this race is definitely not over. Four games left, and they need to win all of these. They need to win all of these games. So hopefully they're able to brush off this loss. We're going to get into the rest of their schedule, but first, a break for some sponsors. Timberwolves lose to the Jazz, 121-97. Rough game for the Timberwolves. Only one lead change in this game. The Jazz pretty much had control the entire time. Again, outscored the Timberwolves in four of four quarters of this basketball game. They were in control most of this game. They did a good job of getting it down low. Gobert was really key on the boards. Favors had a good night with 16 points. And you had then the guards, Rubio and Mitchell, capitalizing on some solid play from guys like Favors, guys like Gobert. They're able to capitalize on kind of the threat that they present in the paint. And then when you get back outside, the defense was weak on the outside shooting. And especially in the case of Ricky Rubio, they're able to make them pay for that a bit. Rubio shot 5 of 6 from downtown. The team as a whole went 11 of 28 from range as the Jazz beat the Timberwolves 121-97. Going away from that loss, again, like I said, Nuggets twice, Lakers and Grizzlies. These should be wins. I know that, again, you have to say this because I cover the Timberwolves, but nothing is a kind of take-for-granted game. The Lakers, they have shellacked the Lakers a couple times this season, but that was with Butler, and this team has played really tight or lost to a couple bad teams down the stretch here, and they have had the easiest schedule in the NBA to finish out the season. So it shouldn't be this hard, but it is. And so hopefully they can get wins. They play the Lakers on the road, but the Grizzlies are at home, and so hopefully they can get those two wins. Would be nice. The Nuggets games, I am not looking forward to, honestly. I think a lot of people would look at the Nuggets and they would say, oh, they can beat this team. And they're not a playoff team, but this Nuggets team is trying to win. This Nuggets team is making a push to try and get into the playoffs. They're playing to try and make the postseason, and they are just on the outside. So I would not sleep on this Nuggets team. Again, you just look at the games they've had recently, 128-125 win over the Bucks, a very solid win. This team can put up points. And they're kind of showing a completeness that you didn't see from them earlier in the season. All their pieces are back in place. They beat the Thunder before they beat Milwaukee. They beat the Thunder. Two wins against two solid opponents, and both times they were topping out over 125 points in each of those. So this team is going to put up points, and the Minnesota defense is not going to stop anybody. These are going to be really tough games for the Timberwolves. And Jokic is a guy who can really play with Towns and really go toe-to-toe with him. And so it's going to be hard for the Timberwolves, because not only is this a team that has all of its pieces really lining up as they come into the postseason, and they really want to get into the postseason, but also the edge that the Timberwolves used to have over other teams, which is Towns being a better and more versatile big man down low, is neutralized by Jokic, because he is just about as versatile as Towns, and he can really kind of even out that difference, and so that takes away a big edge for the Timberwolves. I'm worried about these games, folks. I don't know if they can steal these wins against the Nuggets, and that leaves you at 2-2 going down the stretch of these final four games. It's going to be tight. Very shaky for the Timberwolves down the stretch. It would have been really nice to have grabbed that win against the Jazz, but This is the day in the life of a Timberwolves fan and somebody who covers the Timberwolves. So going forward, hopefully they can grab wins against the Lakers and Grizzlies, and we'll have to see what happens against the Nuggets. We'll have more on those games going forward, but for now, just a bummer of a weekend. A bummer of a weekend for the Timberwolves faithful, and hopefully there's some kind of recovery, because they desperately need one. And they need to find something that works differently on offense, because they have shown some lackluster performances on the offensive side as of late, and they need to get some things going. Get some different offensive sets out there. Mix it up a little bit. Let's mix it up. I know Teague was injured against the Jazz, but mix it up a little bit with how you're playing your guards. When he gets healthy, when you have Derrick Rose back in the lineup, let's mix it up a little bit. Let's get some different things going. Try and get some different things in the works on the offensive side, and try not to play these starters 40 minutes against the Lakers and the Grizzlies. That would be nice if we can jump out to a lead and don't have to play these guys ragged amounts of minutes. That's all I have for you, folks. A pretty quick Monday show. Just wanted to update you on the Timberwolves situation, their playoff spot. Again, I'll have Jeremy Wu on tomorrow talking about draft stock and guys that the Timberwolves should be looking at. And then we're going to have some shows about the Nuggets game previewing. Those are the big games headed out for the Timberwolves against the Nuggets. A very good team who's getting hot at the right time. We'll see how the Timberwolves can try and knock off the Nuggets and get some wins headed down the stretch here of the season. Thank you all for tuning in to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On podcast.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.